Welcome to our podcast. My name is Tracy Meacham. I'm here with my daughter Zoe Meacham, and today we're here talking about compromising. It can be a win-win situation, that it doesn't have to be always you feeling like you have to give in or drop your fight or battle or what, you know, stand your ground, but how we're able to negotiate and come to some compromise together. So Zoe, I'm going to throw over to you. What's your thoughts on this topic and what we've chosen to talk about today?
Cool. Thank you. Hi, everybody. So I guess when you think of compromise, I hear it a lot within myself and in other people, if they've been in relationships, marriages, where they feel like they have compromised so much of themselves and so much in the relationship. So they actually start to get this resentment towards somebody else, towards the relationship, towards the family, towards the kids, towards their wife, towards their husband, whoever. The compromised part of you feels the resentment. It's like, I haven't fully been able to get what I want. And I think when we think about compromising, like, someone wins and someone loses. So when you can't think of a situation where it's going to be a win-win, where we're thinking, well, we're either going to paint our house red or we're going to paint our house blue. And, you know, they're two total opposite colors. You can't think of one wants red, one wants blue. Well, which one's going to compromise and cave into the other one's wanting? And then, you know, when you do, you say, fine, I'm never going to win. You have it your way. It's easier if you have it. If I just, yep, fine, the house will be blue. Great. Then every time you come to the house, you're resentful that the house is now blue when all you wanted was for the house to be red. And you can hold on to that and begrudge that person and the situation because you never got your way. And if this happens over time, you can imagine how resentful and fucking fucked off you feel towards the person and towards the situations at hand. It's like you've given your power away to that person. And it's obviously not a good feeling. It's obviously, you know, I feel like it leaves me in a place of, there's got to be some other better way. There's got to be another way where you don't feel like you have to compromise to give to me or for me to win. And I don't feel like I have to compromise myself to have you win. Like in a partnership, in any sort of partnership, friendship, relationship, you know, there's two parties at hand. So how can we both lean in and see where there's going to be a win-win situation?
Mm. And what I was thinking about when you were talking is that it then stacks, doesn't it? You know, that resentment then stacks on another resentment and then another resentment, you know, like it's very easy then to start stacking up and building this, you know, almighty tower of resentment that eventually, you know, comes tumbling down with a lot of angst and a lot of drama and a lot of arguing and it comes across very harsh because it's been, you know, building up and it's not always dealt with.
Like it's like a tug of war where you're both on the opposite ends just trying to pull this way, and it almost becomes, I find over time, becomes less about the situation and what you actually want and if that even means anything to you or not, and it becomes more about the winning. So you want to win over that person.
You want to win at all costs, you know. Win at all costs. You don't consider the other person at all. You don't consider their point of view. You know, you've lost your way in it. You know, you've lost, well, what were we even, where did this even start? What were we actually fighting about? What was our main concern or angst or problem that we wanted to have to battle about?
And I just find, like, I have found that over the years, it doesn't have to be a win and lose. It doesn't have to, and that's with every situation, actually. Like, even in work, when you think, oh, I'm the employee, they're the boss, you can still find a win-win. You can find a pay that feels really good for you and feels really good for the business, because the business also will feel good if they're paying their workers a good amount of money, like a decent amount of money that, you know, and seeing how it makes the other person feel, like being paid your worth, for the owner to see that, or the, you know, your manager to see that, it would make them feel so good. So therefore that's a win-win. It doesn't have to look like cutting corners and cutting costs and I'm only winning if you're losing. It also reminds me of that, you know, the candle burning. I've heard of, you know, shine your light. Like if I shine my light, I think we've said this in other podcasts.
We have.
I can't shine my light if you're shining your light, because, you know, that's the mentality we have. Oh, she's shining. I'm going to dull myself because she's shining so much. I need to dull myself. Like, we can all fucking shine. So we can all win. We can actually find situations, all situations in our life where it gets to be a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what, you know, and I guess it comes down to respect too. You know, respect for our partner, respect for ourselves. You know, how dirty do we want to dig? You know, like how dirty do we want to, you know, battle? Or are we able to sit back and look at the person in front of us and being able to say, okay, let's look at this a different way? Or if you know, I was only thinking this morning, and it's funny that we're now talking about it, but it's like, if you had it all your way, what would you want? If you had it, if you could have it, you know, whatever we're battling about, you know, what would be best for you? And then, you know, you listen to that person say that, and then you also get to say, okay, so if I had it all my way, this is how I would like it to run or to be, or that would work best for me.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my gosh, that is the best tool. And I'm even just sitting here thinking about all the different areas in my life that I can use this in. I love that you've just said that and reminded me of that, because I'm sitting here and thinking about the different situations I have in my personal life and how I can, if I bring that languaging into it, like I don't know what a win looks like in their eyes. And I would love to hear and be able to speak and express what a win looks like in my eyes, because I know in the past, without using that exact language, I have been able to do that in my intimate relationship where, okay, what do you want? Okay, that's what you want. Okay, what, this is what I want. How can we find this? How can we find a way? And what I find, and this is a bit into the masculine and feminine, but in my heterosexual relationship that I'm in, what I find is that he's really good at finding solutions. My man is really good at finding solutions, and that's actually a very masculine trait, and they love to find solutions. So I don't need to have it all figured out. And that is just in that intimate heterosexual relationship example. However, even, you know, if it was you and me, mom, like two women or whoever, if we just put out our desired outcomes both in front of us, it at least gives us, lets us know what we're working with here. And we can kind of, I guess, dive into, well, what are the most important parts out of your thing? What are the most important parts that I want out of my thing? Because one of the sides may be less about the situation and more about how it makes them feel. So can they get their feeling from it being another way? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and you can then you can come up with some options, you know, like it opens up the conversation. It's not a closed, only my way, you know, this is it. It actually opens up the conversation so that, you know, there may be something that you haven't thought about. You know, maybe there's something that they're bringing to you that you can actually see their point of view, or, you know, acknowledge that Yeah, you were really holding fast to this, but you didn't need to, because he already had you, you know, he'd already thought about things that, you know, that you didn't even think that he knew about, or, you know, there could always be an opening, you know, an opening that you didn't know about.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, even when there's like families with kids and that involved, you know, you can think that, oh, well, I'm making this decision that's best for the whole family. He's just thinking, or they're just thinking of themselves.
Mm.
But when you, if you lean in and you say, what's your win and why, like, and find more out about it, actually their solution could be that they've thought of the family as well. And maybe it's going to just, it looks different to what we think, because we don't have all the, can we just all like take a moment and acknowledge that we do not have all the answers. Like, I, you know, if I sit down and write out my goals or have a vision for my future, like, I can think I know what I want. But when I look back on my life and what's happened so far, no way did I think that I would be doing what I'm doing. I thought I had it all figured out. I thought I knew the best place for me to be in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time. And looking back, I didn't even know what was possible, really. Like, I didn't even really know that things I've done are really that possible. So can we be okay with keeping an open mind, knowing what we want, but keeping an open mind and looking at the situation with an open mind and thinking, maybe I don't have the best solution or the best way of going about things. Can I have an open mind to see another point of view? Or where both of these ones come together.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It's just that, yeah, keeping all options open, isn't it? You know, even the universe, not so much, you know, for what's around the corner for us, you know, and I do believe that, you know, the universe does have greater plans for us, you know, like we're not privy to everything, but yeah, sometimes getting down off a high horse and just, you know, trusting that someone, something else has bigger plans for us.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. That trust, like, oh, far out. I feel like it's been my word of the year. No longer. Word of, oh, just trust keeps coming back. Like that reminder, okay, just trust. I don't need to control everything. I don't need to have all the answers. I just need to trust what's in front of me, trust that I will be given the answers when I need them. And another thing that just popped into my mind that I've heard of is when people talk about, you know, their visions for the future or what they want, or saying, yeah, what they want, it's this or something better. So when you're putting it out there to the universe and you're talking, you know, expressing to the universe what you want, afterwards it's saying, I want this or something better. So you kind of give that, you give the universe a free rein almost, but knowing that and trusting and almost like, yeah, giving it the
handing it over.
Mm. And being like, here, this is exactly what I want or something better. And also it's like an acknowledgement, I know that you give me better. Like, I know that, yes, I want to hold on to the way that I can see it because that's all I can see. But I also know that there is a better way because you show me time and time again. My life has shown me time and time again that there's a better way than this way that I think is the right way.
I've got evidence, haven't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're looking for it too. You know, it's like we're not close to being shown a different way or shown what's possible for us. Yeah.
So I think like next time we're moving into a situation where we're playing that tug of war and it's like, all right, either I don't get what I want or you don't get what you want. And you're like playing this tug of war. Like, how can we sit in that questioning of what you've said out of this situation? Let's take it back to the house situation. It was a very random example, but out of our house being painted situation, if you could have exactly what you wanted, what would that look like? And what would that make you feel? And then if I could have everything I wanted, this is what I would want and this is how it would make me feel to have that. And you can even go into why, like the reasonings why, if there's parts of, like I was saying before, the family that you've thought over, the kids or whoever, that you might have thought of that. And for someone else to hear how thoughtful you are and how much thought you put into your answers, it can kind of make sense to them more. So I guess then you can sit with it and it doesn't have to be a solution like that. You know, something doesn't have to drop in and just be like, oh, okay, great. We will paint one stripe blue, one stripe red, one stripe blue. Like it doesn't have to be a compromise where you both feel like you're not winning. Give it time, give it space, let it like sit there and just trust that you will find a solution where you both can feel like you're winning. It doesn't have to be fine, you win.
And I think sometimes when you hear the other person and the reason why they are strong on this, holding on to this, sometimes it can make you soften too. You know, I was just thinking, you know, I just put myself in that place of painting the house. And if they were really strong about, like, this is the house I've always wanted, you know, I've always imagined, you know, to have a house painted this color. And, you know, if they really put forward a, you know, like I would go, fair enough. Like, yeah.
Dream come true. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've always wanted it. And that's, you know, now that we're, you know, house owners and, you know, like put through, forward this real, you'd go, sure. But then you may then say, yeah, but like I want a picket fence, you know, like, and he'll go, yeah, like, yes, well, let's do that as well. You know, like it just opens up more possibilities. And it's that softening, you know, when someone's even been heard, you know, like you might not have even known that of, you know, what the history is and what their dreams have been and what, you know, how much it really means to them, but actually opening up the conversation, asking the questions, you know, like, you know, if you had it all your way, what, you know, what would you like? Then that's, you get to hear, you get to sit and listen and you get to witness, you know, and watch and see the excitement or, you know, what they're expressing to you, you know, how they're expressing it, what it means to them and the passion that they feel. So yeah, I think it's quite valuable.
That's, yeah, definitely valuable. It's a good reminder for me. I'm glad that we've done this podcast. Definitely a few times in my current situations where I can use this. So I hope also that our listeners have been reminded and yeah, hopefully can benefit from also using this type of languaging technique to seek a common ground, a win-win, and aim for those win-wins, not just compromise because you feel like there's no other way. Like,
and take the time to sit, you know, like don't get pissed off and annoyed and walk off and, oh, you never understand or you never, you know, set it up, have the conversation, ask the questions you need, you know, you need answers and sit and listen and give them an opportunity to answer. That's what we have to offer for today. So thank you, listeners. Thank you, Zoe. And tune in next week where you'll hear more of this beautiful heart-opening conversations that we have. Till next time. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening today. We would love for you to share this episode with a friend or someone who you know needs to hear it. Till next week, stay open, stay curious, and show up for what's important. Lots of love.